Federal News Radio commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the best information on health and wellness. Thank you all for tuning in. It is always my honor and privilege to be here with you today. And today's going to be a great show. I'm really excited about the special guest we have. He is nationally known, really setting a lot of the trends in the country related to health and wellness and the use of different types of medicinal plants. So we're going to talk about some of the most popular myths that you're seeing or some of the most popular hyped products on the market. And he's the guy who's going to help us explain some of these different products, what they do, what they don't do, and really get the skinny on it. We're going to be talking about green coffee bean extract, which has been a huge surge in sales thanks to some of the promotion that Dr. Oz did on his show. We're going to be talking about some incredible uses of the cranberry plant. We're going to be talking about incredibly useful natural ingredients for skincare and anti-aging, which ones work, which ones don't work. We're going to be talking about the best proven ways to prevent mental aging and dementia. So we're going to be talking about some really interesting topics, and really we have one of the best experts in the country on the show with us today to share this information with you. So without further ado, I'm going to read his bio, which is impressive, and I think it's important you see all of the things that Chris Killam has achieved in his career to understand the validity of what he's going to be sharing with us today. Chris Killam is a medicine hunter, author, and educator. He's the founder of Medicine Hunter, Inc. Chris has conducted medicinal research in over 30 countries. He is the Fox News Medicine Hunter and appears on Fox News Health TV both online and in the U.S. and international television markets. He also writes a weekly Fox News Health column and is on a medical advisory board for the Dr. Oz Show, and he's been on the Dr. Oz Show. At the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, he teaches the popular ethnobotany course, The Shaman's Pharmacy, through the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences. This sounds like such a cool class. It's an intensive immersion course, takes the students all the way to the Peruvian Amazon, where they learn about medicinal plants, the rainforest, and native cultures. Chris works with companies to develop and popularize traditional plant food and medicinal products into market success. These include kava, which I use all the time in my practice, maca, which I use all the time in my practice, rhodiola, which I use all the time in my practice, schizandra, green coffee beans, herbal beverages, dozens of other plants. He's currently building market demand for cat's claw and dragon's blood, both medicinal plants from Amazon rainforest. And cat's claw, I use all the time in my practice. It's an amazing herb with incredible implications for lots of conditions. And in the most common application I use it for relates to Lyme disease. It's got huge amounts of potential for supporting the immune system and as an antibacterial. Chris is the author of 14 books, including Hot Plants, The Five Tibetans, Psyche Delicacies, Tales from the Medicine Trail in Kava, Medicine Hunting in Paradise. Chris also writes articles on plant medicine for several publications and is a contributing columnist for Fox News Health. Richard Branson features Chris in his new book, Screw Business as Usual. He lectures extensively on holistic health and botanical medicine throughout the United States and European Union, Hong Kong, Thailand, Dubai, Australia, Peru, Vanuatu, and many other countries. He recent appearances includes the Lojas Forum, Herb Symposiums, the Vitamin Shops, GNCs, In Cosmetics, American Herbalist Guilds, Atlanta Botanical Gardens, Medicine of the Earth Symposiums, Expo East, Expo West, all over the country. Chris, I think that introduction was about as good as it gets. Thanks for being on the show with us today.
Well, thanks, Kevin. It's my great pleasure to be on with you.
Yeah, and I really honor the work that you do. I mean, we know even in traditional medicine, Chris, some of the most powerful medicines come from the rainforest, come from these incredible discoveries in places where we don't always look. The Pacific yew tree gave us some of the best breakthroughs when it came to chemotherapy and oncology care. It's amazing the treasures that are locked away in these plants, and I think it's so great that you're exploring the world and popularizing the use of some of these amazing botanical medicines that can really help people enjoy better health.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it is the case that plants form the basis of modern pharmacy, and they're still, they're still the most widely used medicines on earth globally. So I believe that we still have a lot to learn about medicinal plants, a lot more to explore, and fortunately, we have available to us in nature's pharmacy far, far better, safer, more effective alternatives to the toxic pharmaceuticals that are out there today.
It's absolutely true, and I don't think people realize it because we've been so ingrained with this idea that only pharmaceuticals work, you know, and people, like you said, don't realize, for example, in Oregon, naturopathic physicians have a prescriptive formulary of over like 500 different prescription medications at our disposal, along with our natural substances. And what people don't realize is the basis for what naturopaths can prescribe in Oregon has to do with, was it derived from something natural or plant-based? And that leads to tons of medications because so many of them are rooted and come from the natural world. And Chris, I'm sure you know, if you can figure out how to use these botanicals to their maximum ability and potency, even in their natural form without turning them into a pharmaceutical, you can get a lot of the benefits of health without the side effects that come from turning it into a pharmaceutical. And I really think that's what your work tries to exemplify and the message that you're trying to spread. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thanks so much.
So let's talk about some of these different, hype ones. I can't tell you how many people walk into my office with a bottle of green coffee bean extract who are looking to lose weight, and they're not quite sure. I said, well, why they're taking it, what it is about it. It became very popularized by, Dr. Oz and some of the media information that was out there about it, and people are wondering, does it work? Everybody's always looking for a way to support their metabolism. So give us the skinny, no pun intended, on green coffee. Coffee bean, what it does, why it was promoted for weight loss, and if it works.
Okay. We have known for quite a long time that coffee, just the beverage coffee in various forms, helps to modify blood glucose, so stabilize blood sugar, and also help people to maintain weight. And we've seen this through many, many studies, especially some of the big epidemiological studies like the Harvard Nurses Study. So we know that there's something in coffee that helps with weight and blood sugar. For about 12, 14 years, there was in development a green coffee extract. When I say green coffee, I mean unroasted coffee.
So it's the same coffee that you drink when you go to Starbucks. It's just the bean hasn't been roasted. It's left in its naturally harvested state. Is that correct?
Well, yes, except that the beans that you would, say, typically get at Starbucks or a decent coffee shop would be what we know as Arabica beans. In the world of coffee, there are basically two primary types of beans, Arabica, which typically has a good aroma and flavor, and Robusta, which is truck stop coffee. Mm. And Robusta has a lousy flavor and a lousy aroma. Naturally, it contains twice the caffeine of Arabica beans, but more importantly for our purposes, it contains about 40 or 50% more of a group of compounds called the chlorogenic acids. These are compounds that are antioxidant, and these are also the compounds that we now know help with blood sugar modification and weight control. A particular extract called Svetol was in development for a very long time. There are a few published clinical trials on Svetol showing that people on this supplement at 400 more milligrams per day of this extract do in fact lose weight. I want to be clear, this is decaffeinated, so we're not looking at caffeine here. the folks at the Oz Show were very intrigued by this science. They did a program on green coffee extract. They highlighted Svetol. I think there are a couple of things about this. The weight loss with Svetol is slow. It is slow and steady, just the way you gain weight. Most people don't gain, 30 pounds in 2 weeks. And you're not going to lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks. You're going to lose a couple of pounds a week steadily over time. But we have seen a tremendous problem in the market with so-called green coffee extract that in many instances contains absolutely nothing derived from coffee at all. It's just dyed material. We see a lot of material coming out of India and China that contains weight loss drugs, which can be very dangerous. So there, at the same time that we have something that will, in fact, produce slow, steady weight loss, we have hundreds of products out there called green coffee extract that are bogus and or, in some cases, potentially dangerous. So basically, on the market today, there are two extracts that have any published clinical science at all. One is called Svetol, S-V-E-T-O-L. The other is called GCA. If it isn't one of these, I wouldn't put it in my body because you don't know what you're getting. So, yes, it works. Yes, it works slowly and steadily, and most people want a miracle that, causes them to shed huge amounts of weight in a short period of time. This will not happen with this. But you really have to be careful of the bogus products, and most of the products out there, sadly, are bogus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it sounds like they've really traced the benefits, as you said, not to caffeine, and I'm sure that's most people's first question is, of course, if you drink caffeine, many weight loss supplements use caffeine to suppress appetite and speed up metabolism, but really it's this compound Svetol that you're looking for, and I guess if the product isn't standardized, extracted properly, or doesn't contain any significant amounts of it, you're not going to get the results that were seen in those published studies.
That's the truth. And when you look at the weight control agents that actually work at all, I mean, things like chromium picolinate, some of the compounds like the galactomannans, the truth of the matter is they work very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
They work steadily. They do work. But because people, stand in line at the supermarket and they see headlines on, tabloid publications, I lost, 24 pounds in 10 days, they think that that's actually real, and it's just not. The thing that's going to, of course, really deliver the benefits is eating cleaner, eating organic, and exercising every day. And people don't like that word, exercise. But if you don't exercise your body, you're going to experience poor health over time. It'll get poorer as you age, and there'll be a time when you won't be able to exercise. So exercise is really key, and that can just be a good walk every day. It doesn't have to be, a two-hour session at the gym.
Sure, movement and activity. And so it sounds like basically what we already knew is true. And the best way to lose weight and get your body to where you want is to follow a good lifestyle, make positive diet changes, and exercise. And I think what you're saying is, of course, if you were doing those things, you could use something like a Svetol green coffee extract to assist you in the process and probably see better gains. Now, my question,
exactly,
Chris, is how does this relate? Do you get any of these benefits from drinking coffee, or is the Svetol that's in the green coffee bean extract sort of broken down when they roast it and put it in a cup of coffee?
Well, you do, in fact, get chlorogenic acids in coffee, in your coffee. You will get a lower concentration per gram of beans once the coffee is roasted, but you still do. I drink 2, sometimes 3 large, very strong cups of coffee every day. I caffeine really agrees with me. I have no issues with it. And I'm getting, according to the calculations, I'm getting about 900 milligrams of chlorogenic acids per day, exceeding the amount used in the Svetol studies. So, I'm getting natural glucose control and weight control. Not that I think I need the weight control. I eat very clean. But, Yes, you know that. In fact, the habit of drinking an espresso after a meal, you know, like in a restaurant, this is really a digestive and blood sugar controlling habit. Espresso literally is a steam expressed coffee. People think that espresso is stronger than regular coffee. It is not. In fact, it has greatly reduced caffeine. What it has a lot of is flavor and aroma.
Sure.
And it's really rich in chlorogenic acid. Mm. So after a meal, if you drink a shot of espresso, you're getting a blood sugar modifying, weight controlling substance. We know that this stuff works three ways. One, it helps to suppress an enzyme, the glucose 6, I'll think of it in a moment, an enzyme that actually causes our bodies to produce blood glucose.
Mm-hmm.
It also inhibits our absorption of blood glucose, thereby slowing down the process of absorption so you don't get a blood sugar spike.
Sure.
And in addition, it causes your body to draw upon stored fat for calories, so you wind up slowly and steady reducing body mass. So
sure. Plus, it's got that bitter flavor that aids digestion as well. We always know
right.
that those collagenics or herbs that are bitter help to move things along. So, Chris, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we can wrap up any talk about the green coffee bean, and then I'd love to talk about cranberries. People know about them, but I don't think they know how powerful they are and all the different health benefits they can give us, specifically related to the urinary tract. We're going to get into those details, and I can't wait to hear your expertise on cranberries. When we come back from the break, this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be right back.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for being with me. It is always an honor and privilege to be here with you, sharing the latest information related to health and wellness. And today has been absolutely no exception. Been excited to have my guest on. Chris Killam is a medicine hunter, author, and educator. He's the founder of Medicine Hunter, Inc., conducted medicinal research in over 30 countries. Chris is the Fox News medicine hunter and appears on Fox News Health TV, both online and U.S. international television markets. He writes a weekly Fox News Health column and is on the medical advisory board for the Dr. Oz Show, and he's here today helping us understand some of the new hottest popular herbs and different herbal products out on the market. In the last segment, we were talking about green coffee bean. In this segment, Chris, I'd love to discuss cranberries. People know about them for flavor, to snack on dried cranberries. They maybe drink a little bit of cranberry juice, but I'd love to get in the nitty-gritty of the science, because I know in my practice, I oftentimes use cranberry as a real therapeutic tool, and I don't think people realize how strong and potent it can actually be. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
Well, cranberries, you know, besides being one of the only North American berries, are they really do qualify as a superfood. I mean, they're very, very rich in antioxidants, and we know specifically that the group of antioxidants, the anthocyanins, is also anti-inflammatory. And I suspect from people listening to your show, they're aware that inflammation and oxidation are part and parcel of every chronic degenerative disease, whether you're talking heart disease, kidney, liver, lung disease, joint diseases, you name it. They all involve inflammation and oxidation. With cranberry, which I think is best known for its help in the urinary tract, we see that the particular compounds in cranberry cause bacteria in the urinary tract to fail to colonize in the membranes of the urinary tract walls. So basically, you have two strategies when you've got something like a urinary tract infection. One is you can kill the bacteria. That's what an antibiotic does. Antibiotics, of course, impart other problems. Or you can cause the bacteria to be unable to lodge, to basically adhere to the walls of the urinary tract, in which case they'll be expelled with urine. That's what cranberry does. So in terms of UTI, we really don't know anything that's comparable to cranberry. In general, you're not going to get sufficient enough activity from, let's say, drinking a glass of cranberry juice. The cranberry extract that has the most science behind it, and I'm talking human clinical science, is called Pacran, P-A-C-R-A-N. We know that works. But there's exciting information coming out about cranberry that, you know, kind of goes away from UTI, and that is, it appears that cranberry is very good in cases of BPH. So I'm talking benign prostatic hyperplasia, enlargement of the prostate. We now have good evidence, and there's more on the way, that taking a strong cranberry extract can help to mitigate that, to keep the size of the prostate under control, to reduce inflammation in the prostate. And when you consider how many tens of millions of men in this country alone are experiencing an enlarged prostate, this is really good news. We're talking reduced urination at night, the ability to, you know, clear out the bladder more easily. This is really a breakthrough. And of course, what's true of cranberry, which is true of a lot of herbs, is that cranberry is utterly safe. There's no such thing as a negative effect. So you can use it without concern that you're going to cause something bad to happen to your body.
Yeah, it's really a great point. And, you know, people think they're not quite sure if cranberry really works, because you hear it all the time. I had a urinary tract infection. I went and I got some, you know, off-the-shelf cranberry cocktail and drank it, and nothing happened. Well, you don't realize it's only a small part cranberry. It's very watered down, and there's a ton of sugar. So, of course, it's not going to work. Sometimes people can get benefits when they actually go buy just the straight cranberry juice. But you'll find that if you drink that, the palatability is a lot different than that cranberry cocktail you picked up at the regular grocer shelves. And those those can actually, it can be a bitter flavor. It's not very sweet by itself, but you have more of those concentrated compounds. And I find, particularly, Chris, if people can use cranberry as an extract, something like the Pat Cran, or there's a few other good sort of patented extracts on there that I've seen some good success with, it works great, particularly at the first sign of a urinary tract infection, or some people that know if certain activities or behaviors might lead or make them predisposed to a urinary tract infection, they can take it before those things even start, maybe after doing something that might increase their risk, and then basically have a natural tool to use to support the health of their urinary tract by preventing, just as you said, those bacteria from being able to even bind to the membranes to establish an infection in the first place. So, and the research on prostate issues is also very exciting. It doesn't surprise me, and I'm sure it doesn't surprise you, Chris, that, you know, sometimes these different herbal components can just be very good for many different parts of a particular system. It's the urinary tract. The prostate's part of it. We knew it was good for urinary tract infections. It seems very logical and almost like it was a matter of time before we realized that it was probably also good for men's urinary tracts as well.
Right, right. And this, you know, the thing, I think one of the things that's happening now, and this is something I know you're well aware of, but we've gotten people used to the idea of antioxidants, but when you look at the antioxidants, and there are 20,000 of them that we know of, many of them have biological activities that are way more interesting than their antioxidant activity. I mean, something like lutein, it's an okay antioxidant, but it's very good for the eyes. Lycopene, it's an acceptable antioxidant. It's not super high, but it's great for the prostate. You look at the green tea polyphenols. They're strong antioxidants, but they have powerful anti-cancer activity. And so as we get further into antioxidants, we start looking at things like greatly reducing inflammation. We see that many of the compounds that we've just been looking at for inhibiting the aging of cells actually have other spectacular biological activities that really surpass their antioxidant action.
Yeah, and if you think about it, this concept of antioxidants and oxidative stress, it was really, it's almost a 30 or 40-year-old concept at this point.
Oh, yeah.
It's bound to start to evolve, whereas we understand natural sciences as we're able to better understand the biochemistry that's involved with these different plant compounds and how they interact with their body, that model is going to morph. And I think that in the last 5 or 10 years with the study of nutrigenomics and the effects of food on our genome and how it affects our own intracellular antioxidant enzymes, we're really seeing that model, I think, start to evolve into something that is different, and it's very exciting. Now, when we come back from the break, Chris, I'd like for you to talk about some of the best natural ingredients, because everybody's always asking about this. Is a huge concern for skincare and anti-aging, the Restylane and Botox and fillers and plastic surgery and looking good and doing things to keep our skin healthy is a huge, huge industry, and I'd love to know what are the best things from the natural pharmacy that we can use as anti-aging for ourselves and our body, but also on our skin, because let's face it, we all like to look good for as long as possible. So when we come back, we're going to cover that topic. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget, if you're just tuning in or you'd like to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a little a microphone icon. If you click on that, you can access all of our previously recorded shows. Our library goes back over 5 years, and you can download any of those shows for absolutely free to stream on your computer or download as a podcast. Today, I have on the show with me today, Chris Killam, medicine hunter, author, educator, founder of Medicine Hunter, Inc. He's on the Fox News Medicine show. He is writes a Fox News health column. He's on the medical advisory board for Dr. Oz. He teaches at the University of Massachusetts. He's written over 14 books. He is a very well-respected expert in the world of botanical medicine. He has been sharing with us today lots of great information about very interesting things from the natural pharmacy. And in this segment, Chris, we're going to talk about skincare and anti-aging. So tell us, what are the best things from the natural pharmacy to help with our skin, and do they work?
Well, my number one favorite thing for skin, I've been using it for, certainly about 15 years, is Tamanu oil, T-A-M-A-N-U. I don't know anything like it. It is the oil from a nut of a tropical tree that grows profusely in the Pacific. It enjoys a very big body of science. It is powerfully anti-inflammatory. It's good for burns, bites, stings, rashes, cuts, abrasions. It's potently antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. So if you have an infected issue with your skin, anything from an infected cut or something like a pimple that has pus in it, you can put Tamanu on that. It will kill the infection. It's very, very effective that way. It reduces the appearance of fine wrinkles, which is something that people like from a beauty standpoint. And I am very impressed by its rapid skin healing properties. It's what's called a cicatrizing agent. It causes the rapid formation of new healthy skin tissue. So you have in Tamanu oil something that works extremely well for the skin, for all purposes, for first aid, and also for cosmetic purposes. I'm also, I've been using much more lately the oil of sea buckthorn. There's now on the market, there are a few brands, a mixture of sea buckthorn seed and fruit oil. This is a really luxurious oil that comes from a northern Asian fruit, sea buckthorn berry, which is kind of an elliptical orange berry. The oil itself is very beautiful to the touch. It's great on skin, especially if you have like dry skin. If you have sensitive skin, you put this on, and it's quite soothing. It doesn't have the same radical healing properties of Tamanu oil. But from a beauty standpoint, it's really quite lovely. You know, there are things that are quite old that aren't new at all, but are still remarkable for their, you know, their benefits to skin. And I'm thinking of something like comfrey. Comfrey is just this wonderful, wonderful, simple plant that we've had around for a long time. It's been widely used in the cosmetic industry. We know that, you know, it's very good for soothing skin. It heals skin well. You know, comfrey shows up in a lot of different balms. There's a particular compound in comfrey called allantoin, and you'll see allantoin in conditioners for sensitive scalp, in balms and lotions for sensitive skin. It's very soothing. You can just take comfrey. You can take fresh comfrey and make a tea out of it, and once that tea cools down, you can apply it to your skin as a wash, and it's very, very soothing for skin. There are other things, of course, like aloe vera gel. Again, very soothing, helps to reduce irritation, reduce inflammation. Aloe has been used for beauty purposes since the Egyptians. Its use goes a long, long way back. So even though some of these things are not new, we know them to be quite potent. One more thing I want to mention is dragon's blood. Dragon's blood, there are actually two plants that I know of called dragon's blood. One is from Indonesia and is used for incense. One is from the Amazon and it's used for skin. The one from the Amazon produces a latex, this blood red sap that basically runs inside the tree. And if you have any kind of first aid problem with skin, you put a little dab of dragon's blood on it, and it will heal skin rapidly. When I'm in the Amazon, and I'm in the Amazon a lot, if I get a wasp sting, if I get a cut or something, I'll go right to a dragon's blood tree, score the bark, get some of that sap and put it on. It relieves pain instantly, and it helps to heal things very quickly. So these are a few of the things that I travel with in my trick bag.
Do you have any good recommendations of specific products that have the Tamanu oil?
Well, you can actually find Tamanu oil, you know, in natural food stores. I know that New Chapter has Tamanu oil. There's a company called Natural Styles that has Tamanu oil. Oracacia has Tamanu oil.
So you just look for that specific name of the oil.
Yeah, for sure. And in terms of comfrey, you know, I really like the Gaia comfrey compound. That's a really good salve. Dr. Christopher's comfrey liniment. I know that Europharma now has a comfrey-based balm as well. There are a lot of good comfrey-based products out there. And for aloe, I would just say any pure aloe gel will do.
Yeah, comfrey is a great herb used topically. I remember, you know, using the fresh plant, and I mean, you can almost watch it make your skin grow back together overnight. It really is amazing the properties it has for regenerating cellular health. I will say comfrey is not always the best herb to contain to consume internally, because it does have some other plant compounds that can be potentially harmful. But topically, it is completely safe when used topically, and is one of the best herbs for healing skins, cuts, lacerations, even burns. It really does work fantastic. So what about other of your, some of your other favorite sort of in the class of anti-aging, Chris? This is a really popular category. Of course, we've seen things like resveratrol and astaxanthin and antioxidants and all sorts of things related to anti-aging. But in your experience, you know, what has the best research? What are some of the most exciting ones that you like to recommend or use yourself?
Well, you know, I think that the great big monster, most powerful protective anti-aging food of all time is cocoa. And I'm talking about what's used to make chocolate. There is no substance on earth that contains the quantity or density of protective anti-aging compounds found in cocoa. I would go as far as saying that after water, it's the single healthiest thing you can put in your body. And my recommendation is that if people really want to take advantage of the absolutely superior anti-aging properties of cocoa, which is rich in the flavanol group, which we know to be spectacularly beneficial for the cardiovascular system, for reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes, and reducing the risk of about 16 or so common forms of cancer, then the thing is to have a great big scoop of certified organic, non-Dutched cocoa powder every day. When I say non-Dutched, cocoa is bitter by nature, and Dutching is a process that makes cocoa much more mellow and smooth, but it also completely destroys its antioxidant activity. So you want a certified organic cocoa powder, you know, something like Rapunzel or something that's good that has not been Dutched, a big scoop of that every day, and you will be getting a whopping load of protection. Now, for the brain, for overall health and vitality, for extending that kind of youthful feeling, I know nothing that is as beneficial as Rhodiola rosea. I regard Rhodiola rosea as one of the most beneficial herbs in the world. It's the root of a plant that grows profusely in northern Asia. We're also seeing cultivation in Canada now.
The Russian rose, it's called, correct?
Yeah. Yes, it's also known as golden blossom and Arctic flower. And this is a very, very powerful adaptogen. It helps you to adapt to all forms of stress. It reduces stress hormones in the body. It enhances brain function, cardiovascular function, immune function, sexual function. There are hundreds of human studies on Rhodiola rosea. This is the big herb. This is the real big herb. It's beneficial for athletes. It improves all aspects of performance. It makes you feel terrific. The thing that I like about Rhodiola, which I also like about some other of the adaptogenic herbs like Schizandra and Maca and Eleuthero, is that when you take it, you feel it. I'm really big on people having an experience with herbs, because if you get somebody, let's say, who's new, and you give them something like Rhodiola, they feel it and they go, oh, wow, I guess herbs really do work after all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you give somebody milk thistle, it may be, in fact, significantly detoxifying their liver, but they're not feeling a change in their liver enzymes. Whereas with Rhodiola, you feel it and you know it. I would say that Rhodiola is the single best antidepressant agent in any category, in any class ever found. If we could get the people who are on, you know, Klonopin and all of these hideous, degrading, toxic drugs that just mess up your body and your mind so badly, and get them on Rhodiola, we would have a vastly healthier society. Overall, what I recommend, if you really want to extend your youth, and I think this is about health extension and maybe also about life extension, eat a super high antioxidant diet, lots of fresh leafy greens, lots of the purple berries, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, no or almost no processed foods, certainly no GMOs. Stay away from the fast foods, because the fast foods are mostly just complete garbage. They're not really foods. They're food-like products. Exercise every day. Drink pure water. Never drink a soda. Stay away from that garbage, and you'll find that your health will be really extraordinary. I mean, I'm 60. I'll be 61 in a few weeks, and I really have amazing stamina and go power as a result of following the rules that I espouse for decades now.
Sure. And these aren't things that we just make up. I mean, this is what our body was designed to thrive on. You know, we don't realize that in our current human form, our bodies have been here for, I think it's roughly between 300 and 400,000 years. It's only been in the last 5,000 that we've really, and maybe really only in the last 1,000 or 500 that we've dramatically changed what we feed our bodies, how we act, what we do, our level of activity. Our bodies are designed to thrive on food, on movement, on clean water, on clean air. Those are the set of circumstances that designed the machine that we live in. And if you change those circumstances, you're going to get a broken machine. So this is nothing that is new. This is the principles in which nature designed our bodies, and these foods and herbs are the things that nature gave us to support the health of our bodies, and they are incredibly powerful and can do incredible things to support your health. So thank you, Chris, for sharing that with us and for you know, helping people understand and experience the wonders that herbs and these natural products have to give us for our health. When we come back from the break, we're going to wrap up our last segment, and we're going to probably be talking about issues specifically related to dementia and mental aging and the brain. This is a huge epidemic. How do we keep our brain sharp as we get older? How do we keep our health sharp as we get older? And there's probably a few other herbs that I'd love for Chris to highlight before we have to sign off for the day. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. It's been a really fun show. I've loved having my special guest, Chris Kilham. He's the medicine hunter. He is the Fox Medicine News hunter. He also is featured on the Fox News Health column. He's an advisory board for Dr. Oz Show. We've been talking to him all show long, and he's a great resource, one of the leaders in the nation for helping people to understand the benefits of many different herbs and herbal medicine. So, Chris, in this last segment, we alluded to the fact that we were going to discuss some of the issues around mental health, dementia, this epidemic that is sweeping the baby boomer population. How do we keep our brains healthy as we age? How do we keep our mind sharp? You can keep your body in good shape, but if you don't have your mind there, it really is not a good quality of life. So help us understand what from the natural pharmacy can support brain health as we age.
Well, first of all, when we look at the studies that have been done on aging populations, we see very clearly that people who actively engage in regular conversations, people who read a lot, seem to maintain greater mental sharpness and greater mental health into older age. But that said, we know, for example, oddly enough, that drinking coffee daily is one of the very best ways to radically reduce the risk of Parkinson's disease. And Parkinson's, of course, is a crippling neurodegenerative disease. So something as simple as drinking a couple of cups of good coffee every day can help to greatly reduce the risk of that. If you're caffeine sensitive, then you can always drink decaf. But for sure, drinking coffee is a good way to go. We know that curcumin, the yellow dye that is naturally occurring in turmeric root, is beneficial for the brain. We know that it enhances the production of various neuroprotective agents. We know that it helps to reduce or inhibit the buildup of amyloid plaque in the brainstem. And amyloid plaque in the brainstem is associated with Alzheimer's disease. We know that curcumin is very, very good for the brain. That said, it's poorly absorbed. There is a product called Curamin. So you've got curcumin product called Curamin that is very, very well absorbed. And I actually use that for pain because it works very, very well. But for sure, from what we've seen, the curcumin from turmeric root is a significant agent for enhancing brain health. I'm also a very big fan of Schizandra. I know you're familiar with Schizandra, Kevin, but this is a berry from northern China. It's not the kind of berry you eat with granola and yogurt. It is a medicinal berry that has been used in China for about 3,000 years. Human studies show that it improves mental alertness, thought formation, memory, that it's very, very good for enhancing your ability to calculate, for your ability to perform mental work over time. Schizandra berry is something that has no toxicity. It makes you feel very good. It's on the training tables of most Northern Asian athletes. And then we also have a mainstay, and that is ginkgo biloba. And we have a lot of studies showing that ginkgo extracts help to improve circulation in the fine vessels of the brain, and enhanced circulation is associated with improved brain health. So I would say that ginkgo biloba, especially something like the Nature's Way Gink Gold, which contains an extract that has a lot of science behind it, that's something that I highly recommend. And I think somewhat lastly, but by no means least, is a substance called vinpocetine, V-I-N-P-O-C-E-T-I-N-E. Vinpocetine is this remarkable substance that performs a variety of brain-enhancing functions. It helps to improve circulation in the fine vessels of the brain. It helps to enhance overall cognitive function. In Europe, vinpocetine, which is from the periwinkle plant, is in some countries a drug. Here, it's a nutritional supplement. Companies like Source Naturals and other companies sell vinpocetine. This is great stuff. 10 milligrams of this can revolutionize how you experience your brain and alertness. So at this point in time, we have a lot of natural agents that support enhanced brain health that can help to reduce the likelihood of neurodegenerative diseases. We know that the purple berries also enhance brain health, acai, elderberry, blueberry, many of the others. So these are good things to have in the diet on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, that's a great review. Thank you so much for that, Chris. It's such an important topic, and so many people are so interested in what they can do for brain health. And I think that's a great overview of some of the ones that really do have the best research and the best empirical evidence related to how people actually experience the improvements when they use these. Now, we don't have a ton of time left, and I briefly mentioned it in the intro, but Chris, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about cat's claw. It's an herb that's been used touted anti-cancer properties. I know from my experience in working with patients with chronic Lyme and Lyme disease, it's got some very powerful antimicrobial activities as well as immune stimulating properties. I know it's one that you are spending a lot of attention and time with these days. If you could just give us some highlights behind cat's claw, I would really appreciate it.
Sure. Well, I think that the two big things about cat's claw, one is that it is a profound immune modulator. Immune modulation means that if your immune function is low, as is the case with people, for example, who have HIV or some other immune compromising disorder, it will bring your immune function back up to a healthy level. But we also know, and this is peculiar, that if your immune function is too high, as in the case of an autoimmune disorder like rheumatoid arthritis, cat's claw will bring your immune function down to a healthy level. So from an immune standpoint, there's really nothing quite like cat's claw. It is also profoundly anti-inflammatory. If you're experiencing pain, if you're experiencing inflammatory disorders of any kind, anything that ends in itis, cat's claw can be highly beneficial. It is really quite profound in that way. It's a very good pain reliever. Cat's claw for people who have digestive disorders like colitis, ileitis, any of these types of inflammatory bowel disorders can get great relief by taking cat's claw on a regular basis. This is a powerful medicine. It is a detoxifier. It is a cleanser. It's something that can really help you if you're seriously ill.
Yeah, and people don't quite get this idea of an herb being a modulator, and there are several herbs that fit this example in nature. We think about something that stimulates the immune system when it's low, but also brings it down when it's too high. It doesn't quite make sense because we're used to thinking of these things in the concepts of a pharmaceutical that are designed to have a very specific action. But we see this as well with herbs like ashwagandha, which we can see sometimes can actually bring elevated cortisol levels down. But in times when cortisol levels are low, we can see it support cortisol levels coming up as it supports the hypothalamic, pituitary, adrenal axis. So these are modulating herbs, balancing herbs. The herbs have this property of restoring a better balance of the body, not just necessarily having one action or the other. And it is a really, really interesting aspect of herbal medicine to see that. So, Chris, we're just about out of time. Any other I'd love for people to learn more about the work that you do, and they can certainly do that by going to www.medicinehunter.com and looking at all the different books you've published. It's Chris Killam, K-I-L-H-A-M. Any other things, any other resources that you'd like to direct people to, Chris?
Well, I think that if people want to know more about herbs, they can also get a copy of The Green Pharmacy by Dr. James Duke, which I think is one of the most approachable and spectacular of all herbals. And I would also say, you know, keep listening to your show. I mean, it's very, very clear to me that you're doing phenomenal work delivering good, important, life-enhancing information to people, and this is what we need.
Yeah, so we're trying to. Well, Chris, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. We really, really appreciate your time. I hope everybody out there enjoyed it. We're going to be signing off for today. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and I'll see you all in 2 weeks. So have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Google scans every single picture that you upload to Google+. What it does, it learns what your family members look like. It groups photos of your family members together. It can tell if your subjects are smiling. So if you've got a subject smiling in three photos and one photo they've got their eyes closed and are frowning, it will take the face from a good photo and paste it into the bad photo so everybody's smiling.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kristen Welker. At the White House, top U.S. intelligence officials are pushing back on the NSA.